This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Let's go off the record. In medical school, doctors are taught if you hear hooves, think horses, not zebras, because thinking zebras would obviously be ridiculous. And in Orlando, a terrorist said he murdered in the name of ISIS. Yet President Obama will not say radical Islam, acting like the rest of us are delusional to call it what it is, radical Islam. And in Benghazi, everyone knew from the get-go it was terrorism. Secretary Clinton emailed her daughter Chelsea as the attack was happening that it was an al-Qaeda-like group. And also that night, the al-Qaeda affiliate claimed responsibility. Yet President Obama, for reasons only he knows, continuously told you that a video provoked Benghazi, not organized terrorism. And he continued to peddle that silly video story for weeks. 9 days after Benghazi, on September 20th, during a televised Univision forum, he said video. Then later, on September 25th, to the ladies of The View, he said video again. You got to ask yourself, was President Obama that uninformed, which would be scary incompetence, or was he deliberately trying to bamboozle the American people, which would be, well, you fill in the blank on that one. And that's my off-the-record comment tonight.
Okay, great off-the-record comment, great insight from Greta. This is the problem that we had, and this is what, Scott, this is what happens with a lie. It just won't go away because it doesn't settle. You know somebody is bamboozling you. It's not right. You got Susan Rice, on five different talk shows, Sunday talk show. I guess she must have gotten the short straw. It's like, you want me to take this story? Yeah, you got the short straw. I'm sorry. Hillary's not available. And you're the one. And meanwhile, we'll take care of you. You'll get a UN position. You're still moving on up here. But Lord have mercy. What a mess. And the thing I maintain consistently is that this compromises our perspective on history. This is the reason why we need to pursue those emails from Hillary Clinton. It's not because we want to bash her. I mean, the reason that these emails and everything has been established by our government, because our government at one point said, hey, wouldn't it be nice to know and to have some objective perspective on history on all these things? So let's make sure we have this all documented, right?
Well, that's just it. She's going after the highest position of office that you can possibly obtain in the land. Don't we want to make sure that we have a person that we can trust in there?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll guarantee if she gets in the Oval Office, the first thing she's going to do is tear out that recording system that Richard Nixon had in there, if it isn't already.
Well, and then for as far as the, blaming the video, how can you blame a video for that? One, it was a video that is completely within our rights as American citizens to make. Mm-hmm. You can make a video that slams Islam if you want, and that's within your first constitutional right.
Yeah, but you're going to pay a price for it, like the people in Paris did, and on, where there's been one attack after another when people have made fun of Muhammad, yet so, here in the United States we make fun of Jesus Christ, and it's all acceptable.
And,
right?
And I understand all that, but just because there might be a consequence that comes with it doesn't mean that consequence has to be something that we just bow down to and accept.
Right. Well, and the thing is, it was a flat-out lie. It had nothing to do with the video. They know darn well, she wrote her daughter right away and said, hey, look at, or near right away, within the first hour or two, and said, hey, it's an ISIS, al-Qaeda-like attack. So they understood what was going on, and then they were missing in action. The thing that surprises me that's not coming out very loud and clear, but was reported in yesterday's Republican, or the majority opinion report on Benghazi on this committee, was that the president supposedly had put out an order saying, yes, send in the military to help these people, and it didn't happen. It's like, no, wait a minute. Are you telling me this is another video story that the president himself, the commander-in-chief, put out an order and people ignored it? Somehow it got lost in translation? that is unconscionable. It is unbelievable to me. It's hooves again, Greta. I think that's what it is. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's...
Hey, welcome back, America. As we pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. And I'll tell you, sometimes you just get worn out, you know? It's like, it's not a simple answer. It's all lost in that, you know, like Hillary says, well, I've really done the best I can to, you know, I've tried to tell the truth. I mean, either you tell it or you don't, but, you know, but I guess if we leave it open for plausible deniability, you give a lot of wiggle room there. And then meanwhile, you're chasing your tail trying to figure out what the heck the truth is all about. And, you know, we spend millions of dollars in search of the truth. And it's, you know, whether it has to do with Hillary Clinton, although, you know, Trey Gowdy expertly said, this wasn't about Hillary. This was about Benghazi. Let's figure out. Everybody says, hey, we don't want to do this again. If we don't want to do it again, then we need to know what the truth is all about so that we can hopefully avoid this stuff in the future. But our government keeps getting mired up in this bucket of gum. And we're just bound and determined just to repeat history once again because we've ignored the facts. Justin Danoff is here with us right now, and hopefully he's going to calm me down. General Counsel for the National Center for Public Policy Research, as well as Director of the Center's Free Enterprise Project. Justin, I know you're an attorney. You're not a psychologist, so it's probably unfair of me to think that you could calm me down, but maybe you can encourage me because you have been one that's been fighting the battle for truth as well. And so I appreciate you coming on and keeping us aware of what's going on from your perspective.
Hey, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, Bill. And yes, as an attorney, I don't have any, you know, prescription drug prescribing privileges, so I can't, you know, I can only do so much.
And plus, on top of that, your hourly wage, you know, for me to complain and vent, it'd be a rather expensive affair. So we'll leave it at that. What I want to talk to you about is that you had a chance to, speaking of confronting the truth, going face to face with Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, confronting him over their anti-conservative bias. And I thought this was rather interesting, Mark. Justin, I thought it was interesting because this is on the heels of Mark Zuckerberg meeting with conservatives saying, hey, look, you're misunderstanding us. You know, this is, it's the system isn't rigged. We want an open forum here and we want to be fair. And I'm going to check into this. But yet when you confront him, he says nothing.
Yeah, so this story's been building up for the last, you know, month and a half, 2 months or so, and really it dates back much longer than that. So for many, many years, those of us in the conservative movement have at least anecdotally known that there is this bias on Facebook's platform, right? And it largely has presented itself in conservative individuals or conservative groups posting, for example, a pro-life message, a pro-Second Amendment message, and having these messages taken down, having the posts removed. That's largely been where we've noticed this occurring. And it took a whistleblower to confirm all of our anecdotal suspicions of bias at Facebook. A former employee went to the website Gizmodo and gave an interview where he fully explained that, yes, all of these things the conservatives have been, you know, saying for years, they're in fact true. It's what Facebook does. And this individual specifically worked in their section of the Facebook that does news curation. So what would happen is the algorithm at Facebook would say this story is trending. It is getting enough looks and likes and whatnot that it should rise to the news feed. Well, then the individual liberal bias would come in. The human element would stop that story if it was happened to be a conservative story or a story that came from a conservative news outlet. And it would be replaced by a story that fit the liberal narrative, the liberal bias of the individual doing the news curation on that particular day or time. And so what happened when this story first broke was Facebook did two things. They did a self-examination, you know, doctor heal thyself. They looked into it and said, nothing to see here. We've done nothing wrong. We've self-exonerated. We clear ourselves of all wrongdoing. Mm-hmm. The second thing they did was they hand-selected a few conservative individuals, brought them out for a summit and said, look, guys, we think everybody's great and Facebook's an open forum for everybody and we didn't do this. So go spread the news that, you know, we're all good and we didn't do anything wrong. Well, a lot of conservatives were actually duped by this. Well, I wasn't. In between the time of this so-called conservative summit and the shareholder meeting, I collected many more stories of continuing anti-conservative bias at Facebook. And that's exactly what I brought to Mark Zuckerberg at the shareholder meeting. I presented the fact that, look, it's quite clear this is still continuing to happen. What in the world are you guys doing to fix it? And I offered that the simplest fix is, quite frankly, just transparency. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes when posts are removed, folks have no idea. It just says, you violated community standards. Well, that's right. Amorphous. That doesn't mean anything.
Exactly.
And so this was very discouraging. Mark Zuckerberg, one of the most recognizable CEOs in the world, of one of the most recognizable companies in the world, that by their own admission wants to become the number one source for news in the world. That's their goal, and they're working towards that. And already, right now, this is where millions and millions and millions of people worldwide actually get their news, is through Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And for this CEO to not have a response to what are you doing to curb bias, that is shocking. It shows me that he doesn't care that the bias exists.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I said, look, the New York Times, this is my message to Facebook. The New York Times is a publicly traded company. They have no room for conservative opinion or thought. That's
right.
Okay, but they're upfront about it.
Exactly.
You know, and so if you want to be a platform only for liberals, just tell the investors,
right.
Tell the users, and, you know, somebody will create another platform out there that conservatives can use.
I don't think he needs to tell anybody. He's already told people that, you know, by his actions. I mean, I think we overanalyze this. We try to give people maybe a fair shot at it. It's like, look, you've already determined this. Your company is so influenced and inundated with liberal, you know, thinkers, and that's what you're doing, and that's what that's the fruit of your efforts. I mean, it's clear, and it's inarguable. You know, if you want to be an open forum, I mean, which is interesting, because the thing is that I find is with young millennials, I mean, they're passionate about the truth. They're walking away from a lot of traditional resources for their information because they say, hey, we're getting worked here. So they're looking overseas. They're looking to BBC. They're looking to other outlets. And now, you know, it's going to be curious to see what happens in terms of Facebook for them being a source for news to these young millennials. Because the rest of us conservatives, we see this for what it is. And it's like, okay, why bother?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, that's my message that I want to make sure a lot of folks get, because, like I said, there was some in the conservative, you know, circles that were duped by this so-called summit because a few leaders left it and said that they think that things are going to be fine. And
right.
So my message to you all is, after attending the shareholder meeting, if you didn't think there was a bias problem before, let me tell you, there is.
Yeah, without it. I guess that's the resounding takeaway for you, Justin. You're talking to the CEO, and he clams up and realizes that he just doesn't want to deal with this. And, you know, he doesn't want to come out and lie about it. He just is going to hold a plausible deniability because that's what liberals are good at. Justin Danhoff, General Counsel for the National Center for Public Policy Research. Justin, it's always good to have you with us. Thank you, buddy.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Accucheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move and many mighty ways. God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move today.
Bill Martinez live.
I guess for me, you know, that's the comfort I have, is that God is still sovereign. No surprises here, whether it's in Istanbul, you know, what happened in Turkey yesterday, Orlando, and on and on. God continues to be on the move, and I'm grateful for the church today that it is still on its knees seeking a holy God, because, you know, it's really clear in the Bible, if I can say this to you, it says that when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. I don't see a lot of people rejoicing these days. Do you? Maybe in little pieces and in parts of the country where people are really connected to God in the midst of, you know, some of this misery that we're going through right now. And misery is relative. There are some third world countries, and I understand. I mean, there's some really bad misery around the world, and it's almost embarrassing sometimes to talk about the alleged misery that we experience here in this country, because by comparison, it's a hangnail. But it's our misery, and it's what we're going through. But all this, you know, we go through so that we can decide, what do we want to do? You know, do we want to choose life? We want to choose death? Do we want to choose the things of God, or choose the things of the world? And we know the things of the world are in direct conflict to the things of God. They're at, as the Bible would say, they're at enmity. So that is the conflict. I mean, the world is angry at God, doesn't want God involved. I mean, look what's happening in our society today. It's been a number of years that this country decided that it wanted to become a secular society. I mean, at the turn of the century here, you know, somehow it was announced. The president says, hey, we're not a Christian nation. And you go, wait, when did this happen? You know, in fact, we had a congressman went to the well of Congress and said, when, you know, did it happen, you know, during the American Revolution, that we stopped being a secular society when we relied on God so much? When you read, you know, testimonies from one Abraham Lincoln, who talked about the hand of divine providence in dealing with the issues of the time. When was it that America decided to become a secular country? I'm not sure either when it did, but clearly more and more here we are. And we're bearing the fruit. And how do you like it now? And like I said, I'm not seeing a whole lot of rejoicing going on. Our next guest, you know, which is totally a whole different topic altogether. And we're going to take a little break from this conversation to talk about the body enhancement boom. You know, as plastic surgery becomes more mainstream, patients need to be warned about unsavory characters and too good to be true offers. It never ends in a free society. So, you know, you've got unscrupulous people out there. And fortunately, we've got Dr. Daniel Mills with us and talk about plastic surgery that's always been used by both the famous and the not so famous to achieve the looks that they desire, especially when the price of, you know, some of these surgeries have become so competitive. Different trends often take hold at different times. Currently, buttock augmentation and buttock lifts are among the fastest growing procedures in the aesthetic plastic surgery industry. According to the latest statistics from the American Society for the Aesthetic Plastic Surgery, 20,713 people had buttock augmentation performed in 2015. Now, that's something to share with your friends, okay? You got that number, 20,713. I mean, they'll think you're an absolute brainiac, or that you're just, you know, peeking at people too much to come up with that number. Well, this marks a 21% increase from the previous year. Perhaps the so-called booty boom, as they call it, can be attributed to celebrities like Kim Kardashian, Jennifer Lopez, and Nicki Minaj. Dr. Mills is with us. Dr. Mills, give us some clarity on this. Let's, you know, help us understand, you know, what is going on with this booty boom across America.
Well, I think that it's like a lot of things fueled by what we see in our media. Really, it's probably started back in the 50s and 60s with movies where Jane Mansfield and Marilyn Monroe, after that, a lot of women thought that they'd like to be a little bit more chesty. And so that was kind of the beginning. And now the, you know, some of the rap songs and media people like you, as you mentioned, the Kardashians are making it more popular to maybe have a bigger backside. So you are seeing a boom in that, probably because of our media push.
It's a cultural influence that's going on, no doubt. Dr. Mills, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, he's the president of the American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery. So I want to make sure I get that in there. So yes, the culture has had an impact on the mainstream, and more people are looking at me. That number, I mean, if you'd asked me to guess the number, I wouldn't have thought it was over 20,000. I mean, that's quite an increase, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And you do have to be careful because there's a lot of people that are not even surgeons. We've had a number of problems like death in Florida, California, where estheticians are injecting industrial-grade silicone, even concrete we've seen
yes.
where people would inject. And these aren't even doctors. These are, you know, people that are just doing it based on price. It boggles my mind that somebody would go to somebody based on price. You only have one body and one life. Why would you put it at risk for the lowest bidder?
Yeah, we're seeing this stuff happening and we're reading about it, and this is why you need to be wary of this. And this is why we're grateful for Dr. Mills to come on and bring this more to light. And why, if you're, you know, considering this kind of surgery, you want to make sure you're using a board-certified plastic surgeon, right?
Yes, and we've done a lot of the research. People that are physicians that are members of the American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery did 4 years of medical school, and then they did 6 years of postgraduate training in plastic surgery, not taking a weekend course or going to family practice and then saying, okay, I can do this. We did a number of years after that. You can go to smartbeautyguide.com, which will send you to board-certified plastic surgeons that do the majority of their work in aesthetic plastic surgery. I would encourage you to go there, smartbeautyguide.com.
Dr. Mills, not trying to set a price here, but just give us an idea, round figures, if I might say, and Scott just fell off his chair when I said this, round figures in terms of, you know, what a booty enhancement is running these days.
There's a lot of different ways that you can do that, taking out skin at the waistline. Probably would range somewhere in between $7,000 and $15,000, depending on where you are in the country. Fat injections would probably range around that same amount. There are actual silicone implants that you can put in that I have not done it, but there are those that will, and you can get that done for probably around $10,000, depending on where you are in the world. But there are even some non-surgical things, like if you take down the saddlebags, it can kind of enhance the way the bottom looks, and you can do that even non-surgically or surgically.
So really? Wow.
Going to somebody, yeah, freezing the fat is something you can do with not having to go undergo the knife.
Exactly. Well, one of the things that we hear, you know, we've heard anecdotally is, you know, how do I make sure the body enhancement that I just paid for, you know, that it lasts, that it doesn't, you know, fade away here in 5-10 years?
Well, I think that's why you go to somebody that's scrupulous, that has done their whole work in plastic and reconstructive surgery. There are things that we do that don't last, like Botox, but you know that going in, at least you're
right.
Being told. But buttock enhancement, to inject things that are only going to cause inflammation for a little bit, I don't think you're going to find a board-certified plastic surgeon that would even do that.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Mills, where can the folks go for more information, should they be interested?
Well, smartbeautyguide.com is the website for the American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery. Surgery.org is for our members, but you can get there as well if that's easier to remember.
Dr. Daniel Mills, President of the American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery. Dr. Mills, thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip.
a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using that computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Booyah!
Just another Spanish love song.
Don't be afraid. You will not be hurt if you comply. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I can tell you, you got to hear me sing in the shower. I am absolutely dangerous. Hey, welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. I got to tell you, all this polling information that's going out there, do you feel like you're getting worked? I mean, the millennials on Bernie Sanders' following have just got to be, just angry with what AP did in pulling the rug out from underneath them and vacating all these potential votes for their candidate based on that last Super Tuesday. The polling is going wacky. I almost want to tell you, don't pay attention to the polling because it is a day-to-day snapshot and anything can have an effect on it, number one. And then you start considering, you know, the Facebooks of the world and the mentality that says, look, we want our guy to win and we're going to work the numbers. We're going to juice the numbers. We're going to misrepresent things. I mean, you got a guy like Harry Reid, at the time. He is, he's the head of the Senate, all right? He is the head of the Senate. He's in the well of the Senate. He lies about Mitt Romney, and he just chuckles about it afterwards when we find his hand in the cookie jar. This is the kind of stuff that's going on, ladies and gentlemen, so you need to be careful about this information that's out there. Well, right now we got Jamie Fulmer with us. He's Senior Vice President of Public Affairs for Advance America, a Liberty Fellow, and a member of the Aspen Global Leaders Network. Jamie, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. The big question, you know, as we come down to the two presumptive candidates here in Donald J. Trump and Hillary Clinton, we're trying to get down to really understand who's going to be, the better candidate, the better president, and who has the better vision for America. What say you?
Well, look, that's above my pay grade. You know, both candidates have been very clear about, you know, kind of expressing their perspectives. I think we look at it from the perspective of a business and communities across the country, and what we've seen for the past 8 years, you know, is this, you know, this growing threat of paternalism where, the government thinks that consumers and individuals aren't smart enough to make their own decisions. And so, you know, one thing that, you know, all voters should be very concerned about in this, you know, election cycle is ensuring that, you know, candidates that they're considering, you know, believe in making sure that, you know, the market should operate as free market and consumers have, you know, reasonable protections, but also are in a position to make choices for themselves.
Exactly. Well, you look at what happened with Brexit, right? You had political leaders, you had people that had their fingers in the information that was going out there that this is going to be absolutely devastating. The market was going to crash and all this stuff. And it's like a whole lot to do about nothing that we'll get through this. You start to see the free market leveling off and doing what it needs to do, because that's what free markets do. Free markets are in business to, you know, do business. And let's get out of the way. Let's get the machinations of the government and people who think they know better. Get them out of the way. Get these silly regulations out of the way, and let the cream rise to the top. And we're starting to see evidence of that. So even though they try to social engineer some of this information, the truth will eventually come out. But we just need to, as you say, and I appreciate your sense of prudence on this, because we need to keep this in mind and make the best, the best decision that we can based on what we know. And if we can possibly do this, and I don't know how we can, is minimize some of the emotional response, right?
Well, that's right. And you know, we see overreaction, whether it's Brexit or on the heels of the financial collapse in 2008, you know, where you had the creation of this Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which ostensibly was to protect the markets from future, crashes. But it was used as a tool, to expand that authority and to really go into areas which had nothing to do with the financial crash. I mean, we offer short-term consumer loans, small-dollar short-term consumer loans, and had absolutely nothing to do with the financial crisis of 2008. Yet the CFPB is using its mandate to interfere in that marketplace and essentially eliminate consumers' ability to access those types of loans when they decide they need them, and certainly eliminating their choices when they have that issue. And potentially decimating an entire industry. So, right. I think being careful of mission creep, with any type of, event, whether it's Brexit or the financial crisis, is something that, should be, of concern to voters as they go into this next election cycle.
Well, voters need to go in with their eyes wide open to see, we have enough history, enough past. I always tell, people, I've told my kids forever, experience defines preference. And we need to discern. This is why history is so critical. We need to discern what happened. And, just as you say, there were a lot of people who took advantage of this crisis. A bunch of money went into the government. And you get these vultures who come in, and they're able, because they know the system, they're able to access that money. And what it turned out to be, which we heard over and over again, was it was more of an issue of crony capitalism. It didn't, you have all this money that came from we the people. It's our money. We designated to help, Main Street out, and it didn't work out that way.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, the crony capitalists were huge beneficiaries of the response and the reaction to, the 2008 financial collapse. And you know, what you see is a pervasive, approach to government that consumer advocates have. They're calling the shots. I mean, we've seen it from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, where, through, FOIAs and Freedom of Information Requests, productions, where the consumer activists have essentially been writing the rules as it applies to short-term consumer loans. And so, that's just one example. You see it with the EPA. You see it, in some respects with the IRS. You see it with, a whole number of different, areas that affect, Americans, daily lives. And it's a really untold story. And I think it's, something that people should be aware of.
Well, Jamie, it is untold. People are feeling it just like you say. They experience it. And these guys, they got it figured out. They know the system. They figure if they get caught, maybe the life expectancy of this kind of creep and this type of, which I believe is just absolutely immoral and unethical, they can get away with it maybe 3 or 4 years. And in some cases, they get through a couple of voting cycles. They have great influence in what happens politically. And here we are. The everyman of America is paying the big price for all this deception. And there's got to be, remedy that happens sooner than later. But this is the challenge that we have with the monstrosity of the bureaucracy and the size of government that we're paying for, that we ill can afford, and is just ripping us off blind because they can't even keep up with it. How can we keep up with it when we're trying to survive?
Yeah, this unchecked bureaucracy that is not accountable to anyone, either in other branches of government or to the general population, the American voter, is concerning because I think what's the old saying about absolute power corrupting absolutely,
right.
And I think that we see strains of this as it relates to the regulatory environment, particularly in short term credit services. But also, across a wide spectrum.
Well, Jamie, in your article, you talk about one of my favorite topics, and this is something that's only recently come to the frontier, and America is starting to get their brain around the fact that, you've got two dynamic pulls here. You've got a pull for Americanism versus a pull for globalism. Nothing different than what happened in Europe, in England, and what Brexit is teaching us. Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I mean, I think, it's something that people need to be very much aware of.
Well, and then you got two candidates. You got each candidate representing one that is, let's put America first. Another says, hey, let's knock down the walls. And we have to think in terms of an international globalistic type community.
Absolutely.
Well, here's our choice. You tell me who has the better vision for America. Hillary casts Trump as a selfish businessman. Trump casts Hillary as a world-class liar. And we're going to hear more about it in the coming days as November 2016 comes upon us. And I know many out there cannot wait for the day to get it behind us so that we can maybe ease up on some of the contention. But this is what we have to do. Jamie Fulmer, Senior Vice President of Public Affairs for Advance America, has been our guest. Jamie, thank you so much. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full-coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I love the colorful clothes you wear.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want to get involved in the conversation, #BMartinezLive. Get involved. Let us know your thoughts. 14 minutes before the top of the hour right now. Mark Hanna is with us. He's a veteran of John Kerry's and Barack Obama's presidential campaigns and a Democratic political commentator who's appeared regularly on Fox, MSNBC, CNBC, all the usual places. And we're talking about his latest book, The Best Worst President, What the Right Gets Wrong About Barack Obama. Mark, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Bill.
Hey, Mark, I got to tell you, I am so glad to have you on and to have your perspective on Barack Obama, because after all is said and done, there are many people, particularly those on the right, and your book is appropriately titled What the Right Gets Wrong About Barack Obama, is because they just don't understand, you know, where he's coming from. And I guess maybe it starts with how we perceive America today and where we perceive America going in the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, look, I think the president has been kind of what I write is a Rorschach test, you know, basically a way in which we project our own kind of hopes and fears about the country. And this president has stood in a lot of ways for what we perceive the country to be, and the fact that he is kind of has had these triumphs that and these wins in terms of the economy and foreign policy that are not getting fully reported or appreciated, I think is unfortunate. I think a lot of the discussion around his legacy, this president has about 6 months left in office now, have been kind of devoid of an actual factual appraisal of the things that this man has accomplished. And all we hear now in our media environment is Donald Trump going out there and saying, you know, this is the worst president we've ever had. And he's getting headlines when he says things like this. But it's really misguiding our political debates in this country.
Well, when, you know, people look at, you know, the fruit of this presidency, you know, for example, the president will come out and say, look at all these jobs that we created. And, you know, we're looking at the numbers and unemployment being at 5%. And we go, well, the only reason we get at 5% is because we take people out of the job market arbitrarily here. And one of the things that I've maintained, Mark, is that we have really a kind of a black market of employees out there. And this black market consists of people who are trying to survive because the economy has been so rough for this extended period of time. I mean, you just can't stop working because you still got to eat. You know, you still got to provide for your family. So what they're doing is they're working under the table. And I don't know what that number is, but I know it's got to be humongous because just anecdotally, you know, you look around and you talk to people and you find out how many people are working under the table. I mean, I'm hearing that quite frequently. So that number set aside, the unemployment number at 5%, which other strategists will say and other economists will say, well, if we looked at the real number and really counted the unemployment rate the way it should, it's probably more double digit than it is single digit. What do you say about that, Mark?
Well, I hear that argument a lot among my conservative friends, and that the labor force, you know, this doesn't take into consideration what they call, the economists call, the labor force participation rate, and that, mm-hmm. you know, when you look at the number of Americans who are actually working, not just whether they've signed up for unemployment insurance, the number of Americans that are actually working are going down. And that's true. But then, as I show in the book, you know, you pull the curtain back on that conservative criticism, you realize that takes into consideration Americans of every age. And that includes the baby boom generation that is now bowing out of the workforce simply exactly. because they're retiring. So if this, you know, this number is supposed to be going down based on demographics alone, and it should be going down for the next 10 years. If the labor force participation rate starts increasing, that means that, you know, that our grandfathers are starting to sign up as Uber drivers because they can't afford to retire. Mm-hmm. So we have to be careful with, you know, which numbers we pull into our argument. And, you know, the labor force participation rate is an argument that's been made on the right, but you know, if you're about to go to a 4th of July cookout or a barbecue and you're going to see your conservative family members and you're a liberal, this book is a handbook for sort of making the case for Barack Obama against your Obama hating relatives in a way that is that is respectful, that is
right.
you know, that is substantive, and you know, I grew up with a conservative father, and we had debates at the dinner table every night. Mm-hmm. As long as people say politics isn't the topic of polite conversation, it's always been the topic mm-hmm. of conversation in this country. It's part of what makes America so great.
So you're like the opposite of Kirsten Powers. I mean, Kirsten Powers grew up same family, but more democratic than conservative, I think she said. So you experience your family more of a conservative perspective. But I'm with you, Mark. I'm for, hey, let's deal with reality. What is the truth of the matter here? Can we break this down? Because otherwise, I mean, most people don't want to get into the weeds of this. I mean, you and I, you know, we're political geeks. We're into this stuff. So we're breaking this down six ways to Sunday. And, you know, oftentimes, I talk to people, whether it's conservatives or liberals, and, you know, the depth of their knowledge is about the depth of the bumper sticker on the back end of their car. And that gets frustrating, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And look, I tried to write this for an audience of people who aren't just political geeks. So, mm-hmm. you know, I tried to write this in a way that was, you know, accessible and entertaining to people who, you know, they might read the newspaper, they might pay attention to headlines and listen to your show and follow the news on social media, but they're not geeking out like you and I are
mm-hmm.
on
right.
political news all the time. I want this book to be, you know, a fun read for those people as well, and to arm them with some facts and to do it in a way that's kind of entertaining as well.
Right. What about national security? What are we misunderstanding about President Obama on national security?
Well, he gets it from both sides on national security. From my lefty friends, my liberal friends think that, you know, he's basically selling out civil liberties and that he's spying on Americans. And, you know, there's this kind of hacktivist conscience of the Edward Snowden fans. And then from the right, he's getting it because he basically, you know, one of his junior staffers once said to a reporter, the president leads from behind. And that was picked mm-hmm. up by a lot of conservative critics as a kind of motto, like you said, a bumper sticker mm-hmm. of the Obama presidency. The reality is, there's a big debate over whether leaders respond to reality or create their own reality. This president, I think, errs on the side of responding to reality, responding to the complexity of the world as it exists. If we saw the previous president, we saw the excesses of trying to create our own reality, right? Go into Iraq because there were supposedly weapons of mass destruction there, and that Saddam Hussein was supposedly tied to the 9/11 attackers. We saw what happens, the absolute chaos and destruction that occurs when we try to, you know, act like an empire and respond to our own reality. The president actually has tried to protect America's national security and its national interests abroad in a way that's playing chess rather than, well, as Donald Trump is doing, playing dodgeball, I think. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the president doesn't get the credit he's due when it comes to foreign public opinion. The vast majority of our allies, whether it's Great Britain or France or Germany or Japan, Mexico, like, they have a higher opinion of American leadership in the world than they did when George Bush was president. I think he gets denied that sometimes.
Yeah, because I don't think it's translating. You know, we're not, and maybe because, you know, conservative media is so antithetical to this that we're not getting the memo on this. And so when the president says this, it really divides the country because only half of him, you know, half of the country believes that what he's saying is so, that somehow the stature of America is better than it was under George W. Bush.
Yeah, I mean, you have conservatives out there saying, oh, you know, Israel and America are now, they used to be friends and now we're enemies, and or that we've alienated Israel. The truth is, the president and Benjamin Netanyahu don't have the best, you know, warmest relationship, but we both, the bond that exists between the United States and Israel is unshakable. Mm-hmm. And so but broader to your, more sort of directly to your point, we've segregated ourselves in this country on some level where the liberals are only talking to liberals and conservatives are only talking to conservatives. And so our sense of reality is totally warped. It used to be the case that we had a fundamental shared understanding of reality, and then we had a different political perspective on that. Now our understanding of reality is completely separated from each other's. And that's what I try to remedy with this book, and I think you're able to do on your show as well, is to at least agree on the basic terms of the game, or the status, the state of the union, and then we can debate what the cures are for the country's ills. We just have to agree on what those ills are. You know, the economy is bad, and now it's better, and it still isn't perfect, and I don't want liberals to think it is, you know?
Well, certainly we need to be able to communicate one with another, to your point, Mark. And even the president brought out, he says, well, look, we're talking at each other. We're not talking with each other. And when he said that, I said, okay, I think you bring out an excellent point. So demonstrate to the people. You're the leader of the people. Demonstrate what that looks like. And it would have been nice if the president could have taken it over. Maybe he's just able. I mean, after all, we're all human. I'm not expecting him to be perfect. And I think maybe some conservatives expect our presidents to be perfect. I mean, he's a human being. He's like the rest of us. We don't have it all together.
So I think you're making an excellent point, Bill. And frankly, the president came out recently and said that was one of the main regrets of his presidency. He came into the presidency saying there's not a blue states and red states. We're United States. He says he hasn't been able to bridge those divides in a way that he had hoped. And I do think you're absolutely right that, you know, we're fooling ourselves if we think the power of the presidency is so great that it can kind of heal our divides. I mean, this president has, when he took office, said he wants to disagree without being disagreeable, and he made some gestures toward bipartisan cooperation. Of course, I think it's the congressional Republicans who have been more obstructionist than at any point in our history going back to Harry Truman. We've seen that, and I show that in the book, the kind of, they've accomplished less and stonewalled this president on more than any other.
Well, Mark, we're out of time, but let's keep the conversation going, okay? Mark Hanna, his book, The Best Worst President, which will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Why do they dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? Compromising digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss, and many other health complications. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acid, healthy body. That's 855-305-8326.